It's a Thursday morning, though, and you're locked into Radio Life and Style. 10 minutes to go before we get to your 9 o'clock bulletin. But right now, perfect time for a coffee break, I think. Hey, and look who's in the studio with me. It's Mr. Coffee Lab. Spoon Koloti is in the house. Coffee, I can smell it. It's on the way. And he's got some stories to tell us from the wonderful world of coffee. A favorite coffee spot in and around Belito, of course, is Coffee Lab, based at the studios in the Lifestyle Center Belito. And Spoo is in my studio now. Welcome to your Thursday, Spoo. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, my man, how you doing?
You know what? I wake up, I smell the coffee, and then I'm fine. And your coffee has been, you know, getting people up and going for years now. And the brand is well established, well loved as a local coffee venture, and as you as a coffeepreneur. Is that a real word?
Yeah, that's a real word. That's it.
You've built something quite special. Tell me the Coffee Lab story. How long has it been written for now? I mean, when did the first bean get planted?
Yeah, you know, like I've always said, like to so many people in Chad, Coffee Lab was never started like as a coffee shop. It was started more like as an
like a
coffee chat.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the coffee chat, like, started creating ideas like the barista training, the barista behavior, barista mentality. You know, just to create like something that like what you need to be like if you're in the coffee world. That was 2014.
Yeah. So here we are, 2026, 12 years later.
Yeah.
And what this thing started out as, a chat, a kind of a, you know, I guess mentorship's always been baked into it from the very beginning.
Yes.
You have trained tons of quality baristas over the years. You've passed on the skill, the artistry, the love of coffee and coffee culture. And you've built a thriving business in your own right. It's a success story. It's a local success story. Yes. But something that I think maybe a lot of coffee drinkers don't necessarily know is that there's still in the background this very strong focus on training, on mentorship, on passing on skills and knowledge. And this is this concept of the Coffee Lab Academy that is still very much alive and maybe not in the spotlight, but it's doing amazing work, eh?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, like it's just a matter of time until like it pops up.
So soon enough, it will be front and center.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's always been there, you know, like it's always been there. Like you're seeing like those young guys coming through for a period of 3 months, going through like with the customers and behind the machine, learning like the culture of Coffee Lab, you know, like and we have one-on-ones, you know, like where we sit and just chat, you know, and just get to know the guy just get to know me, and we hit it off, man. And like, cause I think like we are in a moment where we don't realize that like work is work, but people are people. Mm. If you get people into the right side of their mentality, of their emotional state, they can work freely and they create like good vibes, you know.
So you trying to find good people, quality people that fit in with your work mentality. Mm. That's like half the battle, I suppose, of business.
Yeah.
And you've managed to find amazing talent, nurture it, and unlock amazing potential from guys that are part of your team and that have gone on to other teams, other businesses. And now I think you're at this moment where you're looking to kind of take things to the next level with the Coffee Lab Academy.
Yes.
So I've heard. And there's a bit of a vision. There's a bit of a dream to find, to partner with someone who might have a space, might have a good central location that could be a launch pad for this kind of academy.
Yeah.
And supplying really well-trained, skilled operators to the hospitality, the cafe, the restaurant, the hotel space, all with your tried and tested Coffee Lab Academy approach. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%.
Boom. So if you're listening, if this sounds like something that you think, oh, yeah, there's an opportunity here to get behind a growing, thriving kind of training business, Spoo's got stories, he's got ideas, he's got things to tell you about, and you're confident this thing makes sense, right? I mean,
yeah,
not just a good feel good thing, but it's an investment.
No, we've seen it's a proof. The proof is there. People have seen it. It works, and The only thing which is just needs to be disciplined. You know, you need discipline, you need respect, you know, and if you have all those two, that's a sentiment, you know, like of what we're trying to do. And it just like works perfectly.
There you go. Yeah. And you're the captain of the coffee ship, obviously, and you are quite famous in and around Bolito Salt Rock. Yeah. If you've never met Spoo, very sharp looking guy, a very big smile, warm and inviting, and always keen for a chat to find out who you are, what you do, and you know, just get to know the local community. You're found most days based at your shop, the Coffee Lab shop in the Lifestyle Center, and it's a great place to connect and catch up with you. For someone listening to this, if you think there's a conversation worth having, you're going to find Spoo there. But recently I saw you were down at the beachfront and there was some stuff on social media. What happened there with your coffee trailer, and what's the story there?
Man, you know sometimes some things happen. And I really regret that mistake, you know. And I could say that, like, really touched people, like, in the wrong way. But we never meant anything bad. We saw an opportunity. We're busy, like, trying to see if we can chat to those guys, you know. And the only mistake I made was because I didn't want to move the trailer. Because unless if there's someone like, ah, let's make a plan, let's move it there, let's put it there, you know. So it was not there to be permanent or to operate from there.
It was
And so I really apologize to everybody that, like, was offended by that. That is not... This what we do, and that's what we're not about. But you, that was an honest mistake.
If you're coming to the conversation late, what happened? So I'm understanding the trailer was in a parking bay that was designated for
disabled people.
Oh, there you go. So it was temporarily obscuring that parking bay down by the ski boat club, and some keen-eyed folks saw this and thought this is not good, and there was photos taken, and there was a whole thing. There you go. You've cleared the air there.
Yeah. No, but also, like, it's good because, you know, everything, there's always, like, something positive into something, you know, because what we realize that sometimes you have to be more aware of things like that.
There you go.
So sometimes we just, like, look at things and see, like, how can you make this work? And it could have blown out, like, to be something negative, like, in a way, but it was positive to some of us because we realize that, you know, next time we have to be a little bit more aware. You know, like, that's a lesson you're
gonna
we learn. Yeah.
Look, in life and business, you're going to make mistakes. But if you own them, if you say, hey, listen, my bad, and we learn from it, we're making it better, we won't do it again.
Yeah.
And it's all part of the story. At the end of the day, publicity for Coffee Lab, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. But hey, you're part of the conversation, one way or another. And the conversations continue, fueled by coffee, of course.
Yeah,
at the moment, well, before we hit the news, we've got a few minutes left. What's your top pick right now on the food and beverage menu at Coffee Lab?
My man, you know, like, we've had, like, paninis, like, for a long time.
Paninis.
Oh, yeah. Like, paninis are just, like, phenomenal. We bake our own bread now. You know, we just keep learning, you know, like, we are just, like, a revolving small business and, like, as a coffee shop as well. So there's a lot more that, like, we are planning to do. I think, like, if people keep coming, they will see, like, a slight changes that are coming, and but it's all positive things.
Always improving. Yeah. Always looking for the next level.
Yes.
I love that. I love that approach, man. And we were fans of what you produce, the beans you grind, the coffee you serve, and the paninis. Hey, now you got me thinking. That's my brunch. I'll be seeing you later. But Spoo, we'll definitely need to have another chat again.
Yeah,
and definitely. Find out what's happening with this academy.
Yes.
And if you've managed to connect with the right person to help unlock the next phase.
Yes.
And like I said, if you're listening to this, if you think you might be the person to take that thing to the next level, get in touch with my friend Spoo, Mr. Coffee Lab, and you'll find him at the Lifestyle Center Bolito in the studios, the famous Coffee Lab space. Otherwise, on social media, you guys are active, you're out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And look out for that trailer.
Yes.
not blocking anything next time.
Awesome, man.
Thank you, Spoo. I'll see you later, my brother.
Thank you so much, my friends.